Mommy? Daddy? What's going on? Mommy, can you hold my hand? Mufasa just killed my father. This feels ass backwards. Isn't he supposed to be a good guy? Mommy, I think it's okay. I think he's gonna leave now if you put down your sword. What the fuck? No, like this. Mom, can you see and hear me with your head on the ground like that? Mom, if you can hear me, just know I will avenge you. If it's the last thing I do, no matter what the cost, I will blend in with these snake maggots and do whatever it takes.
Baby, you will do anything for Mommy and Daddy?
Yes, for I am Conan.
Wait, so I just spit in circles for 20 years or die if I stop? Fuck.
Man, that's good.
That was crazy.
Oh my god.
For an extended version of that, join our Patreon.
Yeah.
The entire movie.
Welcome, everyone, to A Voyage Through Film. I'm Daniel. We got my boy Maggie Mac over here.
Ah!
And we got Anthony.
Hello!
Hello! And we got Joshy Baby.
Oh, baby.
Yes, baby. And we're going to take you through the highlights and the lowlights of Hollywood. And we are rounding out Arnie month with Joshy Baby's pick.
Oh, yes.
He's taking it full circle in some ways by ending this month with the beginning.
The birth.
Of the reign of terror that is Conan the Barbarian.
Ooh.
Mm.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Conan. I'm Conan.
And I'm a barbarian.
To hear the lamentations of their women.
Why don't we say more?
No, I'm kind of with you on that one. But yeah. I mean, I'll settle for him just grunting.
Yeah.
Just while he's fighting.
Does he talk more like in the second one? Or is he just a quiet character?
I don't remember. I mean, what I remember, there wasn't any, I mean, it was a fight scene, so like, you know, there was no talking. It
That'd
was
be
just,
awesome if they just give him a bunch of lines in the second one.
Yeah.
Like, he talks like a lot. It
becomes like a fucking Shakespeare play. He has a monologue while they're fighting.
Right.
He took my sword from my father.
Tulum, come back to me.
Grom. And if you do not do that, the hell with you.
Why do you forsake me? Oh my god.
So good.
It makes so much sense. It's so early in his acting career, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
literally
his
first movie.
Yeah. It's coming
like
out.
He had done like Pumping Iron before this, though, right?
I think so, yeah. Like, it's like
a bodybuilding documentary, right?
Yeah, like, it's basically a home video of Arnold Schwarzenegger fucking going to South America and raining terror on all the women.
Oh, wow.
Pumping Iron? Shit.
Yeah, no, I don't think in Pumping Iron, but he did another documentary where he just goes to South America and just like It's basically Arnie let loose on the nightlife of South America.
Wait, what is this? What the fuck are you talking about? I want to watch this.
I'm going to take this movie.
You've never seen that? It was just like another documentary style thing he did.
Schwarzenegger Gone Wild?
Basically.
Columbia.
And he's just like, come here. And he's just like, basically has a woman in each arm. He's just like, you won't love me.
I believe it.
Yeah, it's just
you all know
worshiping him. It's great. Oh my god!
Shots, bartender, more shots,
more shots. Pina coladas, everything.
He would drink pina coladas. He would just chug pina coladas.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It looked like he played like a lot of uncredited roles and like.
Well, yeah, videos. He is a background actor in Robert Altman's movie, Long Goodbye. And I think that was one of his first on screen, just being in a movie. It's crazy because like people just saw him in Pumping Iron. They're like, let's put that guy in our movie. like, look at that physique. I mean, apparently John Milius, like they were like, we only want Arnold Schwarzenegger to play Conan. And the studio was like, is there no one else? Like that guy? The Austrian guy? From Pumping Iron? And they're like,
Austrian?
Yeah, let's lock him in. We have full confidence he'll be okay. Role. Yeah, just based on how he looked, they're like, he looks like Conan. There's no one else. They're like, but he can't speak English. They're like, take out all those lines. Just take them all out.
Just take them off?
At least that's what it seems like. I don't know. It seems like they just took out all the lines. They're like, well... We got the good news is we got Schwarzenegger. The bad news is we're gonna have to cut all of his dialogue.
Nah, I think they were just like, you know what? Let's just show the muscles and we can develop the lines later for the next one.
Apparently he had to work with like speech coach, acting coach, you know, it was a lot of new things for him. Stunting and stuff. He learned how to like ride horses and shit. Like he didn't know any of that stuff. He's like, I'm Conan now.
I'm Conan. I'm 25 and I'm Conan.
Man, does he body it though.
But speaking of Conan, we got a 67% on that tomato meter for this one.
That's a little low.
Yeah, right?
That is kind of low.
A little low. 74% on that. Audience score.
That seems more like it. Like a 74, 75 seems about right.
Yeah.
They weren't into the hard R, dude. This was such a hard R.
It didn't even really feel like it for today's standards, but I could see it back then, I guess.
Yeah, there's a lot of softcore sex, like softcore porn.
I guess, but I saw a lot of people complaining about the violence.
Heads chopped off twice. Yeah.
Bloody.
You get two beheadings.
I've seen Game of Thrones, like it's nothing for me.
Well, this
now.
Is before Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
this is like I'm sure this heavily inspired.
I don't think anyone like today watched it and was like, "Oh my god!" I think like when it came
out,
it
feels like it. Yeah.
You think people watch this today and they're like, "It's too violent." The giant snake. It's too real. Giant snake. Some of the fighting is so clunky too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, very
they just like barely like But then some of the blood spurting is amazing.
When they good stuff. Slice some guys when they disembowel people off some horses and shit.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah, the disembowelment.
Nice. Yeah, those are nice.
The whole ending, like probably the best beheading ever. I mean, we'll just say that.
Oh yeah.
Is there a better beheading? There.
Just
to hack it off with a broken sword.
I mean, it would have been way cooler if they turned him into a snake first and then he chopped off his head.
Ooh.
Just saying.
I feel like, they didn't utilize his like snake form as much as they could have.
I mean, he literally had arrows out of snakes. Like, he just twirled them around and
that
turned
was the
it
best.
Into an arrow and fucking
That was the best.
I was like, what the fuck?
That was amazing.
He always had a snake on his back.
It's kind of funny when he lobs the second one and the guy like shields it and he's like, all right, that's it. I only have one snake.
Yeah, he's like, all right.
See, I was like, what is the
amount of snakes?
He's like, don't kill me.
Can't do it, guys.
Don't kill me, please.
He's like, I wasn't going to, but now that you mention it.
Mark, you got a beheading for us?
I thought I remembered there being a good one in like Braveheart or something.
Yeah, there is a good one in Braveheart.
Yeah, okay.
There's definitely a good one in Braveheart.
I'll put that one.
When he cuts the
that's my submission.
He cuts the horse's legs off first.
Yeah.
And then he goes and then cuts the guy's head off.
Oh yeah.
Remember, the guy like charges at him and he's like, ah.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Braveheart watching this. I was like, man, this is good, but man, Braveheart.
Yeah, you gotta love some sword and sandals.
Yeah. Braveheart's like all time great movie.
You know, but because they do some of the same like action setups, like with the horses charging.
This is just like a way more like pulpy, campy kind of movie.
I mean, it's sword and sorcery, right? It's like, it's got the magic stuff.
Yeah.
Which actually, did you know Conan was like the OG sword and sorcery like story?
Like character? The novel?
Yeah.
Or was it a novel? Or I think
they were novels. I think so. And then they became comics.
Were they even like Conan the Barbarian books, though? Wasn't it just like
in magazines?
Like, wasn't he just like a character in the story?
I don't think he was like.
Was it all about him?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a series of short stories.
Yeah, Robert E. Howard, really famous for creating Conan and creating sword and sorcery. And also being like a huge racist.
Nice. Oof.
Classic.
Ouch.
It's one of those guys.
Yeah. They're out there. Well, he was from like the 30s too, right? He was from like a, like,
he was from a racist time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was an overtly racist time, man.
Yeah, it's good. That was a racist time. Everyone's racist.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
But also, one of the writers is Oliver Stone, and how...
Man.
What's up with that? How involved was he in this?
They brought in Oliver Stone to do a draft of the script, and Oliver Stone said it in the future.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he said it like a post-apocalyptic Conan.
Mm.
And it was gonna cost like twice the amount. It was gonna be like 4 hours long, and John Milius got it, and he's just like, no, I'm not doing any of that.
Good,
we're taking it back to OG Conan. The studio just wanted like they wanted a name to write it or something like that, because John Milius was like, he wanted to do it, and they're like, all right, but get someone like known to write the script. So they got Oliver Stone, and then John Milius is like, oh, let me just do a pass on it now that Oliver Stone wrote it. And he just, like, rewrote everything.
Had Oliver Stone even done, like, Platoon or anything that had put him on the map at that point, though?
I feel like he did, because... And he was definitely a screenwriter as well. So I guess... Yeah, I mean, the screenplay for Midnight Express, which won him an Academy Award in 1978.
Oh, wow.
He would write Scarface the year after this, after Conan.
Mm.
But yeah, then I guess then he starts directing in the mid-80s. But he was known as a screenwriter. I guess it was really just Midnight Express.
Nice. Okay. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's still like up and coming Oliver Stone, though.
Definitely. Definitely up and coming Oliver Stone. It's interesting. I kind of wonder what that script was like. Conan set in a post-apocalyptic future written by Oliver Stone.
Yeah, right.
Sounds pretty dope.
I'd be interested to see, like,
yeah,
if he directed it, what would it look like?
Oh, I know, right? With, like, Robert Richardson shoots it.
Wild.
Yeah. It's like Natural Born Killers, but with Conan.
Yeah.
He's like, why?
Yeah.
It's all trippy.
Why is everything green?
Just put a laugh track on a scene.
Oh, that sounds so good. Yeah, good stuff.
But speaking of this cast, of course, we got Arnie Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenbrowser.
Of course.
Captain Muscles.
Of course.
Captain Muscles.
Captain Muscles.
Definitely.
Oh, sorry. That was
what they call him.
Yeah. In parentheses around in between his name.
Is this an episode of Captain Muscles? Do it.
That's the transition. Do it. Pump the iron. Get those muscles. And second bill, but only I feel like this is a 1A, 1B situation. We got James Earl Jones as Tulsa Doom.
The best.
Yeah. I'll never look at James Earl Jones the same way.
I know, right? I'm one of his bangs and a fucking bob.
Dude, he looks so fucking weird. Yeah, because
fucking hair in this. And the suit of armor he has is so badass.
Yeah,
so awesome. Great. Yeah, he looks so good in this.
There was a section where like they're out in like the deserty area and James Earl Jones is talking. I was like, wait, am I watching Planet of the Apes? What's going on there?
Yeah.
No, it's just James Earl Jones as Tulsa Doom.
It's just James Earl Jones. Yeah, because the way his hair was framed.
Yeah,
it was framed around his head, his face. It definitely was like kind of the same. Yeah.
He just has
I can see that.
He just looks like a monkey, man. I don't mean that in a bad way.
Oh, we're channeling some racism.
No, not
racism. Send your angry emails to JoshyBaby at
voiceoffilm.com.
No racism. No racism. I'm saying he looks like a fictional thing. A made up the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
That's not a real thing.
Woof.
Wow.
Al Pacino, wow.
Wow. Wow.
What do you got?
It's all right. I'll save you, Josh. Let's just move on. We got also got Max von Sydow.
Wait, who is Max
von Sydow? Yeah, welcome back to the show.
Ooh.
He's like the king.
The three-eyed raven himself.
Oh,
yeah, they should have gave Sydow way more lines in this
Definitely.
Movie. Like, come on, off the Virgin Spring, like, give him some lines, dude.
He had a cool
It was,
one.
Like, right after that?
No, and not at all.
Yeah, but...
A good 20 years later.
Yeah.
After Virgin Spring, you don't give this man lines?
But still.
But still, yeah, it is interesting that the villains are just, like, top-tier, like, actors.
Yeah.
Like, and then you got Arnold, who can just can't quite... Like,
hello.
But he's like physically so imposing that he is. It's just fun to watch him out there acting like a barbarian.
It's true. Yeah. It's kind of perfect. He's the perfect fish out of water, like the whole time.
Yeah.
Just like what's
on that cheap too? I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm sure.
Got him on that cheap.
Got like $10,000 and all God the beer he could drink.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow!
I don't know.
That's a lot of beer, though.
I don't know. I think they paid him a good sum. This wasn't like some indie.
Yeah, but they spent everything on James Earl Jones, bro.
This is fucking Universal.
This is post Star Wars James Earl Jones. You know how much money that is?
That's true. That's probably a lot of money.
Yeah, and you're gonna put him in that? And that haircut and that wig?
He kind of not only steals the movie, but almost in a way saves the movie. Because you're kind of looking.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're like looking for something. You're like, is something.
When he comes back.
Just the gravitas.
Yeah. He does have a presence.
I definitely wanted more of like him. Just like
more lines.
Stuff. Yeah, lines I wanted more of like James his.
He had a good amount of lines to his screen time. And he's just sitting there just. Working that camera all day.
Yeah. No.
Just working.
And He's like a top scene chewer.
Yeah.
For sure. You can't not chew the scene.
It's like, all
right, here we go. It's going to take him 5 minutes to say 3 lines. In the best way, though. You don't want to interrupt him. You're like, no, it's James Earl Jones. Show some respect.
Yeah, no.
He can take his time.
Keep going.
Even in the end when Conan gets it, it's just like, jeez.
Yeah, right.
I can't, won't fucking shut up.
Look.
Yeah, you could definitely tell he has some theater experience there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was almost not able to do this movie. He was like a last second addition because he had a commitment on Broadway.
Wow.
Yeah.
Makes sense. He was still in that zone.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, first of all, they didn't want Charles Bronson or Sylvester Stallone. And they
didn't want him?
No. They saw Pumping Iron and were like, that's our guy. They paid him 250 thou and put him on retainer. Wow.
Jeez.
Never even been in a fucking movie. They put him on retainer. They're like, we need
you. Oh, wow.
$250,000. You're in the movie. Don't go anywhere else.
Stay tuned.
And he's this is my big Hollywood break.
I love America.
An 18-month training regimen before shooting began. That's how long they had him on retainer.
Shit.
Makes sense. I mean, he was just fresh
a
off
year
of
and a half.
Mr. Universe.
Yeah.
Right.
He's used to that shit.
It's crazy. He slimmed down from 240 to 210.
Yeah, I was going
to
say he looked,
he had to slim.
He slimmer than
why
Mr.
would he
Olympia
slim down
days.
For this?
Because he's too big. It's not believable.
Right.
Yeah.
The fact that we could have got a bigger Arnie is kind of upsetting. It's like, come on.
Look up 75 Mr. Olympia. You'll see the chest of my God. It's like three chests put together.
You see the chest of my God.
My God.
Exactly.
You'll
see the chest of my God.
Daniel prays to Schwarzenegger the way Conan prays to Crom.
Yeah. Nicolas Cage and Arnold.
No, Nicolas Cage is the saint of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Schwarzenegger.
He's the herald
Trump's Cage.
Of my barrel-chested God.
Oh, shit. That's awesome. So he's like Zeus. No, he's like Apollo.
Yeah.
Yeah. To
hark my word of my holy God.
This is getting weird. I love it. Who else we got, Daniel?
Is that it? Who else you got? Yeah, no. I need to fill up with all my apostles. I need to come up with other apostles.
No, I'm talking about in the movie.
Stallone. Oh,
you think? I don't know. You know, I haven't had time to think about all the apostles. There's a lot of other apostles that I'd like to fit in there. I mean, Stallone. You know,
you gotta build this out.
Yeah, dude. Sorry, I didn't flesh that one out.
There's a roster, a whole religious roster.
Did Statham make the cut or?
Oi, yeah. But we also got my fellow giant. Shout out to Ben Davidson, aka Rexor.
Okay,
he was like James Earl Jones's
right-hand man. Yeah,
that guy was pretty
right-hand
big.
Guy.
Fellow 6'8" giant, what up?
He's 6'8". You looked it up?
Yeah, no, that was one of the little fun facts on the Amazon thing. Like this fucking freak. And what else? We got Jerry Lopez, a super tie.
I love this guy.
Mako. We got Mako as the wizard. That guy was great.
Yeah. What? Who's Mako? Why does he only look like Mako?
The Asian guy.
Right.
He's the Japanese seal, bro. Just Mako.
Yeah. What? He's like the guy from from that French crime movie. Didn't he only have one name? Borgman or something? Not Alain Delon, but the cop.
It's like Prince.
Yeah, Prince.
He's from the Red voice Circle. Of Splinter. From the 2007.
No way. Turtles. What?
Okay. Oh, okay, nice.
Oh my God.
He was in Samurai Jack. Mako?
Samurai Jack.
Memoirs of a Geisha?
Borville, dude. I'm talking about Borville. Come on, bro. From Red Circle?
Oh,
Borville. Guy's like the Boroville of Japan.
Ichiro.
Ichiro. That's true. Deep cut.
Rugrats in Paris, bro?
What? What the fuck are you talking about? Rugrats in Paris? What is that reference?
My boy Mako did a voice in Rugrats in Paris.
Oh, shit.
Okay. All right, we got to move on.
We're done with Mako.
You going to shout out a single woman on the cast or no?
No. None of them.
All right, well.
Wait, what? Really? They were great. The girl who plays Valeria?
Yeah, no, Sandahl Bergman.
Oh, she's Sandahl
Bergman.
Good, dude.
And Cassandra Gava, the witch in the beginning, she was pretty good.
Insane. Oh, yeah, she's that was insane. Good.
Yeah.
That, oh, man. Just smoking hot, too.
And then turns into a demon.
Yeah.
Also, did we mention John Milius? I mean, I know, maybe kind of, but...
I mean, we, yeah, pretty much.
John Milius.
Yeah, tell us all about him.
New Hollywood. He was riding around with the boys. I mean, he was kicking up a storm. 70s. He wrote Apocalypse Now. And he was boys with, you know, Coppola, George Lucas, all those guys. But he went in a different direction. He just had this, like, kind of, I don't know. Super
he looks
macho.
Like a fusion of all of them, too.
He looks like a what?
A fusion of all those guys.
He kind of does, right? Looks like... like Spielberg, Lucas, and Coppola had a baby. Yeah. It's John Milius.
And De Palma, right?
Yeah, De Palma.
Yeah.
Scorsese. Fucking Friedkin.
He didn't really do much after this, though, other than Red Dawn.
Red Dawn, dude.
That's it, though. What
which
happened?
you can't shit on Red Dawn right after this.
Right after.
I don't know. I guess he was good.
I think he OD'd on drugs.
Oh, that'll do it.
He did like
he was in rehab.
Because he was such boys with all these guys. He has uncredited script revisions on Dirty Harry, Jaws, Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom, Hunt for Red October, Eraser. Daniel, that's your movie.
Eraser.
Saving Private Ryan.
Do you guys like Red Dawn?
I love Red Dawn.
I think it's like pretty mid.
We're going to have to rewatch that. Red Dawn's coming in. Wolverines! You can't fuck with Red Dawn, bro. You cannot fuck with Red Dawn. Dirty Harry 2. I don't know. Just 70s macho filmmaker. He's fucking great. And it's so great that he made this.
But I also wanted to shout out the composer, Basil Poledouris.
So
great fucking score in this movie. Oh my God. I felt like I was
really
in
good.
Elden Ring and like fucking Morrowind at the same time. It was insane.
Ah, it's so good. Yeah, apparently this score was so... like diverse and great that people have been pulling this for temp tracks. Like,
wow,
it's like a famously pulled temp track score because that's there's just great. So much juice in it, right?
Yeah, so much chorus in it.
Oh, it's goddamn, he composed RoboCop.
Oh shit! There we go, my boy
RoboCop,
Basil,
dude,
Basil. Making waves.
Oh, we gotta do RoboCop on here.
And just for you, Joshy baby.
Oh, thank you.
We got Duke Caligan as the cinematographer.
The Duke. What else did he do?
Miami 70s Vice. Anyone?
The shot Miami Vice, the show.
The show.
15 episodes.
Magnum PI. Columbo.
Oh, let's go.
Dude.
Oh, he shot the Yakuza.
Yeah.
Which is great. Oh, wow. Mostly TV.
Yeah, right?
Retired. Once he did Conan, he's like, I'm done.
Yeah, this
that was his big payday.
That was it.
Did you know that he had Conan's swords above his desk as governor also?
Yeah, wouldn't you?
Who? Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
No way.
If I became governor, I would do that.
Gotta know your roots.
Bring in Conan's swords.
Yeah. I'm a king after all.
Now, finally, I can hang the swords where they should be. California's mine.
California belongs to Conan.
California belongs to Conan now.
All right, well, let's get into it.
I feel like it's like three, maybe. I guess you could do four sections, depending on how much. Well, yeah.
Yeah, like the prologue and then.
Yeah.
Like three parts.
I would say so. So, yeah, I mean, first part, little boy Conan.
Yeah.
Little boy Conan. Little boy Conan with the Sumerians gets slaughtered by Thulsa Doom.
Ooh.
Kill his family, break his daddy's sword. He gets enslaved. Yeah. And then cut to, it's fucking our boy. It's Arnie. It's like, it's such a good cut, too. It's like, ah, there he is. It takes like 20 minutes to get there, but it's finally.
It was great.
Yeah, I love that I saw like a description of this movie, like the very beginning of it, and I learned that that thing is called the Wheel of Pain.
Yeah,
it's like the wheel, like Wheel of Pain or like Wheel of Time or something. And he's like, he has to spin the Wheel of Pain for 20 years. He's forged into the man he is today.
Wait, is that what happened? He did that for 20 years?
Yeah, it was like literally nonstop.
Nonstop.
Everyone dropped, and Conan was the only one standing. Still pushing.
I pushed a wheel for 20 years.
It was like really confusing.
What did that even do?
It didn't do anything. It was clearly just a contraption in the middle of the desert.
Yeah, they built the monster. Yeah, it was exactly. It didn't do anything.
And then it was crazy because they diverged like all the children to this Wheel of Doom, but it like literally served no purpose because they're gonna kill everybody anyway. So it's like, why didn't you just kill them to begin with?
Right. But
they're implying that he didn't sleep for 20 years and he just spun that wheel the entire time.
Well, he had to take breaks to eat and sleep. That's, I'm sure.
Nah, I mean that's how you get that big, bro. Yeah, work at it. You become a barbarian.
They would just throw wine at him.
The only thing that wheel did was make the monster that they made their own monster.
He was fueled by anger and vengeance.
Right.
It made me think that Wheel of Doom is like for the purpose of trying to see if you could create a monster to fight. But I don't think it went that deep. I think there was just a form of torture on children.
Yeah.
Right.
And then they're just shit. He's actually a fucking badass.
Yeah. You can get more creative when it comes to torturing children.
But then, I mean, you see that they have a lot of operations. They have a lot of operations going on in his temple or whatever. Like, they're making human stew and stuff. And, like, you know, it might have been doing something, that wheel. It was pulling something.
That human
making some sort of
hope, you would
some
hope.
Sort of like, yeah, like industrial line thing going on down there. I don't know. There's always a scene in these where they have to sneak in through like the melting pot, like underground, like factory. The evil factory.
I just hope there's a point to the wheel. That's all.
Yeah, it's probably just some type of sorcery, like just to be able to become a sorcerer or help with your spells.
No, it's no match for Conan. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, no.
It's like the wheel gave me bigger arms.
I will not break.
And then when
he will not break me.
I'm trying to remember, but he's fighting as a gladiator while he's enslaved, or no? He goes out after.
Yeah.
No, he's enslaved,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he learns how to fight. That's he's like, I didn't know about violence. Yeah. But then, like, he just starts fucking people up.
Yeah.
Oh, it's finds so good.
His love for brutality.
He almost dies right away by the guy with the sharp teeth.
Got that's right.
On the neck. He almost died.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That was great. Of-
he was like, ah! 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 he doesn't know what to do.
That's brutal. I love it. I love the violence in this.
Yeah. Yeah, we get a nice montage through his gladiator days.
Oh yeah,
that's they're great. Like,
and all the riches and all of the knowledge and languages and even of lust. And, like, they would just throw him women and breed him like a horse.
Oh dude. Yes, that's right.
That was great.
That scene. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go for it,
dude. That scene. You think that he's just gonna like protect her. Like, they throw the first girl in, exactly. And he puts the blanket, and she's starting to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And then he just sits her next to him, and then instinctualness takes over immediately.
And everyone just wants to watch.
It is weird that everyone's just, like, standing right outside. Just like,
Because, like, they just we heard it's really big. She's naked.
Yeah. Like, we want to see how big his horse cock is. He's like,
no, come on. Have some dignity. She's just a lady. And then he just throws her onto the bed and he's like, okay, now it's time.
He's barbarian. Like, okay, Conan, he's a barbarian.
Conan fucks everyone.
Yeah, let him enjoy his rebels. I'm telling myself that watching this, I was like, all right, but he's a barbarian, so it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, he spun a wheel.
That's okay.
Oh, that's okay. He's just a barbarian.
It's fine what he's doing.
He fucking spun a wheel. I can use that.
He's
just a barbarian. He's got some pent-up
stuff.
How can you fault him? He's a barbarian.
I mean, when he puts that, like, furry rug over his shoulders, I was like, okay, Conan's got a heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Instinct, though, baby.
It seemed like it was part of his thing.
At
like
least he didn't just ravage her right there. Just like...
He was right at the door.
He was at least a little gentle.
I mean, if he's like even more of a barbarian, he just goes over there and just grabs her and acts like an animal.
I'm ready to.
He's got,
Conan's
he's got
hungry.
Some humanity.
She's like, ah! That'd be horrible.
That's how that.
Conan's ready! I would have loved, like, an elongated sex scene. Well, we get that later. But anyway.
Yeah, we get plenty of those later.
We get plenty of those. I mean, anything else you guys want to say about that opening? I don't know. The fucking... The part where he's a little
the raid?
Kid
goes I mean, a little that opening raid dog. Was fucking awesome.
That was pretty cool.
When the dogs fuck up his dad?
Was this the part where James Earl Jones does, like, the slow turn?
Yeah. In the beginning.
Yeah, so we got to talk about that, too.
Yeah, that was great.
It's the most
the intro to James Earl Jones character. He like the slowest turn while keeping his eyes still on you.
It's
and
really
then
good.
He snaps.
Gotcha.
And he got your head.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Drops the little boy's hand.
What a creep.
I love in the opening of that. Do you see all these guys on horses, and there's one guy with two dogs, and he's like, oh fuck.
Dude.
And he's just chasing them, and it took him so long to get to the battle that everyone forgot about him. And that's what gets Conan's dad.
The dogs in this movie were hungry as fuck.
The dogs in this movie were insane. Those must have been dangerous as fuck. Every time they're on the screen, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, there's a lot of animal violence.
Keep your dogs on a leash.
Man.
Dude.
Conan punches a camel in the face.
That was
knocks out. Not just punches, out. Knocks the fuck out of that camel.
Doesn't even ask any questions. He's just like, well, watch where you're going. Just clocks him right in the chin. It's like, God damn.
Watch Conan. Where you're going. They're like, cut back to one. We got to do that again.
Yeah.
That's
shit,
too good.
He killed the camel.
You got to do that again. Bring in another camel.
Bring in another camel.
This one's not breathing.
It's like, I don't like punching the camels.
Yeah. Why do I have to kill all these camels?
So then, I don't know. I just felt like the part where he's a little kid, it's a little, I was like, I was over it before it began. But I like seeing the Sumerian stuff.
How did you feel about him as a kid not having any lines?
Yeah.
Right, he doesn't have any lines as a kid either.
No, that's why I gave him lines in the beginning.
Yeah, that's what that was. Yeah,
gave him a voice.
Filled in the gap.
Nice. Okay. That's what he would have said. We should say also that I watched the extended cut of this movie.
Oh, my God.
And these guys, I don't know if any of you guys did, but
nope. These no. fucking degenerates don't have a Criterion.
I didn't get the extended version.
It was 3 minutes longer.
Oh, wow.
What part?
It's later. It's when, I guess in the theatrical cut, when he's going up to James Earl Jones, like to his tower or whatever.
Mm.
Like he's not assisted by anyone, but in the extended cut, he has like the help of his friends more. I don't know. I haven't seen the other one, so I can't say for
which
sure.
Which part? Mm. The variant?
He gets more help by his friends? That's the lamest director's yeah. cut I've ever heard in my life. You gotta see the director's cut of Conan, bro. His friends help him up the tower.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You like Conan's friends, yeah. though? You gotta watch the extended cut.
It really fleshes out Subutai. You know? He really became a favorite after that.
Subutai is badass, by the way. He was, like, running towards Conan when Conan was fucking crucified.
Oh, dude, yeah.
So sick.
And again, Conan just looks at him. He just starts laughing. He's like,
Oh, man.
He just starts like, oh, my God.
All right, we got to get there. So basically, after the gladiator part, then he gets freed. He earns his freedom. He gets chased by dogs. The insane, probably the same dogs. Insane yeah. dogs. He ends up with the witch lady, which is incredible.
Yeah.
Classic. It was like James Bond, but with Conan.
Yeah.
Just like she yeah, turns weird. Like while she's fucking him, she's like,
it's like a succubus or something. I don't know. She like lures him in and then does some magic in the fireplace, and
he tosses what they're fucking. Point of that was, and though.
But
just another stop on the road in this crazy ass world.
Yeah. I mean,
she was like just an evil succubus witch lady.
I'd also like to point out that. She turned, and he did not stop fucking her.
I'm pretty sure he was still inside of her. Like,
well, she was, like she the, was like holding like, him in. He was like trying to get off. He's like, no.
Nah, yeah. he was fine with it.
I love like, how she lures
no.
him, though.
No.
She's like, there's warmth and fire.
He's like,
there is warmth and fire.
It's kind of turning me on a little bit.
Actually, pull my hair harder.
This is kinky.
You know what? I throw you in the fire.
That was the best when he
threw yeah, that was great. Fire. You can see her like go through like a little tarp or something.
That was amazing.
And then she like turns into some fireball that like goes into the night sky, and he's just he's just like, Crumb.
Crumb. Yeah, but- this is God.
I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Fuck. He was saying
the Sumerian what? God.
That's okay.
Crumb?
No, yeah. What about the part where he talks religion with that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He prays to like, four winds. That's his God.
Oh, yeah.
When they're comparing gods.
Yeah. Crumb.
Yeah.
The riddle of iron.
Yeah.
Or riddle of steel.
That's right. And he's like, my God is above your God. And Conan just looks at
my
him and
God
says nothing.
Laughs at you from atop his mountain.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, my God is the sky above your God.
And Conan is
just like, son of a bitch.
Yeah. No comeback
like,
to
got
that.
Me there. Yeah.
He's like, touche. Yeah. And then.
Doesn't say it, but yeah, just by his look.
And then we get into Conan being a thief, which is the best
down dirty thief.
Part of the movie. He meets the Asian guy, right?
Subutai.
And then he meets
Subutai.
And then he meets the love of his life, and they just decide to go around stealing shit.
Yeah,
they decide to rob Tulsa Doom's lair. Or whatever the fuck.
Well, that's what
it's like. One of his snake towers.
She was like on some. She was trying to like sneak into the tower, and then they roll up on her.
Yeah.
And then for
a
second,
you're no god.
Valeria's about to kill him. She's got her sword drawn. As soon as they come up to her, And I was like, oh yeah, she's the one for sure. And then she still does her own thing in the whole, she's like, you guys can go below and like look around if you want. And she's just like observing like the weirdest ceremony ever where they take these young women and have them dance like a snake and then get eaten by a big ass snake in the tower.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool. Yeah, that snake was pretty awesome though.
I love the snake cult.
A giant snake.
I love too how good they are at sneaking into these places. But visibly, when you watch it, it doesn't look like they're doing a very good job.
Oh, yeah.
They literally just like walk in. Yeah.
Everyone's like peeking just conveniently behind. Not facing them.
Yeah. It's always like when they get caught, like people just turn around. They're clearly right there. They're like, oh, shit, we didn't realize they were literally right there.
That's like, how CGI am.
Well, the guy even says that he's like
kitty cat.
He's like, you're not a good thief. You're too big. And that's when he punches the camel. He's like, get out of my way.
Don't call me. Don't tell me I can't be a thief.
I would have liked more just like, drunk, bumbling Conan.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that's
then
what we all want.
That part is so good. And then I guess it ends when
the
king. Yeah, it ends when they get arrested by the king.
Yeah.
Because him and Valeria hook up. They get all these revels because they're like fucking, they're like loaded now, but they're just getting wasted at like the pub.
Yeah, and blowing all their money on
tavern.
Yeah, prostitutes and like food.
Yeah, and him and Valeria are getting it on. There's a sweet sex scene between them, right? It goes on a little too long. She like rides him and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's so good.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh la la.
It went on too long or long enough?
It's a Cinemax classic.
It did feel like it was like the precursor to Cinemax. I was like, this is what Cinemax's whole brand is.
Skinemax.
These sex scenes that don't do anything for the story, but go on for longer than they should.
Yeah, there's a...
It's so good, though.
A lot of montages of landscapes and him traveling and sex scenes. Like, those are the main montages.
I love it. But I think that, I mean, to go back to that giant snake, I mean, that was amazing. And he lobs it off.
And then when they
fight
it too, it's great. Yeah.
It still looks
and he has
good
to, like,
today.
Chop it. It does. Man.
Even its,
yeah, it's
it
all
looked,
practical.
It looked pretty real. Like, even its eye, when they it, like, opens up and shit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was like, a real thing. Like, it's, like, that's not CGI or anything.
They just zoomed in. But
that was a real giant snake, dude.
No, but, like, when it was sitting there, it looked like a fucking, it looked like a real fucking, it looked really good. I was like,
it did.
He like stabs it and he like holds it there for the other guy to shoot it with the arrows.
Yeah, that wasn't enough.
That's great.
Yeah, then he chops a whole section out of it.
One fell swoop.
And no one hears it. Yeah, it's like right below the girl. The girl doesn't even know that she's in a trance.
I just assume that they're all like in a trance. Yeah.
They're like, does anybody hear hacking and slaying right now?
No. Yeah.
No.
I mean,
keep going.
Dying whining.
And then when they find the dead snake, they're pissed. They're like, no, our giant snake!
I was going to be sacrificed!
She just like flops down there to be killed by it, and then she's like,
it's dead, no.
That's right. She's like pretending to be upset. Oh no, I can't die. It looks like the next one.
Wow, what a coincidence.
I tried.
Must be a sign.
Yeah. And that's when they get chased out and she has to like, does she go up the ropes too? Like the bell ropes?
Yeah, it's like a Scooby-Doo chase.
That was sick. She cut the rope and just launched up.
Yeah, right, she like hangs like the guy off of one end. Yeah. And then just like grabs it. I was like, how does that always work in movies? It's too good.
It's Valeria, dude. She's a badass. Yeah. She's on her own.
Yeah. Like, it's Valeria, bro. You don't question Valeria.
Right. She's on her own. She's a woman thief on her own and warrior. Like, I mean, that's so good.
Yeah, she's amazing. I know. I was definitely like, all right.
Then King Osric gave him like the equivalent of like $1 billion in gems and was like, go steal my daughter back.
That's right.
And it's like, holy shit, you really, you're like at your wit's end here. You're desperate as fuck. You just gave three thieves like all your money.
I know, I love that. I love how they, like, they corner him in the tavern or whatever, and Arnie's so drunk he, like, plops down into a bowl of oatmeal or almost something.
Almost drowns
gross
in his
looking.
Fucking gruel.
Yeah.
that's it. Like, thank God those guys came.
I was like, oh, these guys are fucked, and he's just like... Your mission, if you choose to accept it. It's like, wait, oh, okay. Yeah, now the plot's starting? Yeah. That's so good, though.
The king had a good line.
Oh, yeah.
There comes a time, thief, when the jewels cease to sparkle, when the gold loses its luster, when the throne room becomes a prison, and all that is left is a father's love for his child.
Yeah.
There comes a time, thief, when the jewels cease to sparkle, when the gold loses its luster, when the throne room becomes a prison, and all that is left is father's love for his child.
There you go.
Oh, that's good.
That Max Von.
Max Von Sydow just laying it down. Just really, like, elevating the movie out of nowhere. It's like, what? What's Max von Sydow doing in here?
Is he even in the movie again after that? Is he only in one
that's
scene?
It.
I think that's the only that's the only part he's in.
They just reference him a few more times.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They just like show him in the clouds laying there.
Definitely just genius casting because they knew they had Arnie and they're like, well, this guy's, you know, he can barely carry this. He can barely say a line.
Needs support.
Yeah, we need some heavy hitters in there.
Yeah.
Get me the guy
Max
from
von Sydow and James Earl Jones, where I guess we're giving Arnie a bunch of like acting tips and stuff on the set too. And actually he would like train James Earl Jones in the gym, as kind of like a swap, I guess.
James, you teach me to act. I'll teach you to pump iron.
Yeah. Get those arms bigger.
I think they were buddies.
Then the next section is them going to Dulce Doom's place, and you're like, finally, Dulce Doom's back. Because you've been waiting this whole time for James Earl Jones. James E.J. You're like, where's James E.J., dude? Like, it's crazy. You can't just set him up with that do and then wait so long.
And then not show it the whole fucking movie.
Seriously, I had to check. I was like, man, there's only like 40 minutes left. I was like, it's barely any time to squeeze in more James E.J. But boy, oh boy, does he dominate. And he's just like doing his temple culty thing. But they don't want to go with him, right? They're like, no.
Yeah,
Conan,
she wants to stay. She doesn't want
to
die.
Too risky.
She's like, we have all this money now.
Yeah.
What's the point of, like, why would we just go for this mission where we're going to for sure die?
She's like, I can't believe the king paid us up front, first of all. Great negotiating. How did we do that? Let's replicate that in the future and get the fuck out of Dodge.
Yeah. It makes sense. It's like, logical.
It is logical. But that's when you realize, I mean, Arnie's fueled by revenge. He's like, no, actually, Dulce Doom killed my family.
Yeah,
this is a very convenient mission for me. This is the perfect mission for my whole life.
Yeah, I forgot that that happened where it's just convenient. I thought it was his mission.
No.
No, he gets hired. He gets paid to do that. He's like, oh, even better.
He gets reminded. Someone has to remind him.
Yeah. And he goes in. He sneaks in, of course, because you can sneak into anywhere. It's a very easy place to sneak into. Sneaks in. Dresses like one of the priests or whatever.
Yeah, because it's like made of snakes.
Right. And then he gets into a great fight with the henchmen, but they just quickly,
an Arnie light.
Yeah. He's like dime store Arnie. Same hair.
Yeah, he's a Swedish version of Arnie.
Not quite as like,
almost gets molested by a priest.
When
does that happen?
Yeah, when the priest, well, he goes, where do you think you're going, brother? And then Conan's like, I'm afraid. And then the priest goes, afraid to bear yourself? Why? You're so big and so well grown. You should be proud of your body. And then he's like, yeah, like, come walk over here with me where no one's around. And the priest looks like he's definitely luring to have sex. Like, that's what the priest thinks is going to happen. And then he fucking kills the priest and takes his clothes. That's exactly what happens there.
He's like, wrong idea. And then just fucking takes the
priest shit. That's great. That's great. Love that. Yeah, the movie has a lot of...
Love it.
There's a little dark stuff.
It is. It's also like the tone of it, it's funny to talk about, but it's pretty serious.
Yeah, right?
Like the whole movie, you're just like, are they going to do anything? It's like, yeah, I guess so.
I mean, it John feels Milius. Like a similar tone to like Star Wars or something. It really feels like they're trying to like do like a New Hope. Like they're trying to set off like a franchise with Arnie.
For sure.
Right. Right.
James Earl Jones.
Yeah. Yeah. James Earl Jones is in all the best movies.
Yeah. Sword and Sorcery franchise. I mean, and they almost did. I mean, the movie made a shit ton of money. It more than doubled its budget.
Yeah.
And they did a sequel. It just, I guess, the sequel didn't do well. I don't know.
It just died there, yeah. I got to watch the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably great. But,
Wilt is still...
They sentence fighting. Conan to die, and they crucify him.
Brutal.
Amazing. And they fucking... he basically dies, and then they bring him back to life. That's basically right, what happens.
Yeah. He's like at the end of his life, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, and all the souls are like trying to grab at him and stuff.
Yeah, take him away.
Yeah. That looks pretty cool, too.
That was good. That was like wild. All those
demon souls.
Yeah, that's another thing where like the special effects.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was minimal, but good. So effective, and it holds up today. Just look kind of
Was
really
he
cool.
supposed to be on like a rope? Like, did they have him tied down or something? Or was that like a mistake? Okay.
It was on purpose. The wizard knew they were going to come try to take him away.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. They're like, oh, shit, he's still in that rope. Leave it in.
damn it.
Fuck it. No one will notice.
This is the price that Conan had to pay, though, right here, that the witch was talking about earlier. Like, you're going to have to pay a price, and it's Valeria. She's basically a sacrifice.
Right. Because then they have to... put a bunch of like tattoos on his face that like ward off the evil spirits because he's like dead, but they can save him before they like take his soul. Is that what's happening? I was kind of confused.
The wizard was putting, he was doing an enchantment to save his life. That's what all the writing was. And then during that,
the writing was like to protect him from the evil ghosts or whatever. Right.
I think it was to bring him back to life. It was his whole enchantment. It was his spell to keep him alive. And then during
he was dead.
The ghosts were coming either way.
The ghosts were going to come either way. Yeah, to take him.
They were coming.
Yeah.
I was like, damn. They really went out of their way to save Conan. When the girl gets bit by the snake, they're like, oh, shit, she's dead.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
I was like, oh, shit. The wizard's like, I only do that once. They're like, let the souls take her. Who cares? She's done. Say goodbye, Conan.
I mean, it's like Conan's the chosen one. Like, that was pretty exhausting, to be honest.
Yeah.
Well,
it took a lot out of them.
It's not just a snake biting her. Once again, my boy, James E.J.
Yeah, James E.J.
He whips out a snake on his back and just like...
It's so good.
And fucking snipes her with an arrow.
And
it's automatically rigid. She's just like...
Kills her immediately.
When they snakes take it arrows, out. Bro. Who knew?
Oh, man. He's only, like, it's a snake.
Rush.
It's too much poison. Yeah,
too much poison. I can't suck it down.
Wait, was that the same part?
No, that's later. But if we want to get there,
I thought we might have missed something.
But before this, though, this is where they break in to Thulsa Doom's castle in the mountains, and then you see
it's like a sex party.
Yeah, and you see this potion of
skulls, this pea soup.
And soup. And what the fuck was going on? It's like soul drugs. Soup.
They were like eating like dead body stews and like
for
having
what,
orgies
though?
For their
it's
pleasure.
Like a Disney movie,
yeah,
like an animated Disney movie.
It's to fuel their orgies.
A Disney movie?
Yeah,
what
like
Disney?
An animated one? Like the
sorry,
like a Wicked Witch.
The wicked a Wicked Witch?
Like the bad guy in Snow White?
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. Definitely. Yeah, I mean, these
bubble,
movies...
Bubble, toil and trouble.
It reminded me of Legend.
Setup, though. It didn't make any sense.
What, they were, like, flaying... They were, like, chopping the bodies and hanging them upside down and putting them into the pot.
Upside down. There was a whole, like, order to the system. It just...
Yeah.
But for just this soup. There right, had to be some big, significance to this soup.
It was a big... Well, yeah, I mean, definitely. I think it was, like, soup, like, incantation soup.
Right, for sure, right? Okay, that's
you know what
I'm
saying?
Does he eat it?
Like...
Is it actually a soup?
Anthony, did you forget about the Wheel of Pain?
Conan eats it at some point. He goes, oh, no, dead bodies.
There's no meaning to anything.
Did he eat that? I don't even remember him eating that shit.
No, he dumped it over.
Oh, okay, I was like, holy
he
fuck.
You're just like, this soup is disgusting. Didn't even kill anyone. Didn't even do anything with it. He just didn't like it, and he just dumped it out.
I love that, yeah. Just to add to the chaos.
And yeah, I was like, oh, is it like acid or something? Or
well, they
what?
Get, yeah, I know. Because they get up there and it's like Rolling Stones having an orgy or something like that. Like, it's like, seems like a fun time. Like, everyone's just like laying around, like listening to Pink Floyd. They're just like, this is pretty sweet. Bring up the gruel. Like Conan's like, no!
But then, like, James Earl Jones is, like, doing this weird, like, staring transformation thing.
Yeah,
that was great, but silly.
Was anyone else getting turned on?
He's just like, I was like, is he turning into a snake? And then it just, like, cuts back and forth, and he's like, oh, he's a snake now.
Yeah. And then he just slithers away.
What a waste. Really
slowly, too.
I thought he was going to do something way cooler. Away.
And he's just like, oh no, I'm just going to slither away.
Yeah, he's like, I have to. If I concentrate really hard, I can turn into a snake and get the fuck out of here.
Go into my hole.
He's like, oh, I did it, I'm out. Which I guess that's like Tulsa Doom's thing. Like, he's not that powerful. I mean, I guess all he can do is, he can do the snake arrow thing. He has like one of those a day. And you do one, like, one snake arrow a day. He can transform into a snake, but only to slither away.
Yeah, only slither.
Like, he can't fight hand to escape. Hand. Huh?
I said this is a poem by Josh.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He can turn into a snake, but only slither away.
Once a day.
His name is Tulsa Doom, and he was the guy of Conan.
He is very powerful, though, I will say. The whole movie,
he
just,
has, like, powers of persuasion.
Dude, he, like,
basically.
Tells
he's
the
he's like a
woman,
vampire.
No, he puts people under spells, for sure.
Oh, bro, that was
he
the best.
He tells the girl, it was like that one movie, Midsommar. He just was like, hey, come, my child.
Oh, yeah.
And she just
see
jumps.
That beautiful woman? Here, come on. And then she just fucking dives off.
Dude,
the fucking
thing. This is where I was like, holy shit, this is really dark for 1982. This is fucking dark.
Definitely. It felt like 1969 or something. Yeah, it was like, it's so great. It was so nihilistic. He's just like, she just jumps off. That was the best part ever. I can't.
It seems like he's like retired or something though too. Like he's just like having fun at this point. Yeah. Like by the time Conan gets there, he's like, oh yeah, I remember back in those days when I used to just kill everyone.
Yeah.
I don't really do that anymore. Yeah.
When I was making a name for myself.
Yeah.
He's just fucking
that's right.
Slaying villages.
Conan's like, you killed my father, my mother. And he's just like, you want to see, you don't think I'm powerful? Check this out. Hey, girl. Yeah. Jump. She's like, fuck.
I don't even know who you are.
He's like, huh? I'm pretty powerful. Just made that bitch kill herself.
His whole speech that's was so just, good. Power is just being able to control people to do what you want.
Right. Yeah. Well, I just felt like he was a fraud. Like, that was his thing, you know? Like, he was like Richard Nixon, you know?
Oh!
Ooh. Oh! Shots fired at Nixon!
Shots fired, Republican!
What a dick!
Oh!
Yeah, and then he freezes a snake and shoots it as an arrow.
That's when that happens, yeah, when they get out of there. Well, because they're telling Arnie too. They're like, "We're just gonna go get the princess." He's like, "I want to kill Tulsa Doom," but okay. He doesn't say anything. He just sharpens his sword with a rock.
Oh
with
yeah,
a
he rock. Doesn't say a word.
Yeah,
he just came back to life too. They're like, "By the way, we're still doing the rescue mission tomorrow, 6 a.m." <Yeah. laughs> I know you just came back to life. You look a little traumatized. You haven't said anything in a while. This is a rescue mission. He's just buddy. Like,
where's my sword?
Yeah, he really stopped saying stuff halfway through the movie.
Yeah.
He's locked in, baby. He's got a mission.
Yeah, and so then it goes into, I guess, the third or the last section of the movie. The best section. I mean, it's just an all-out war fest because now Thulsa's coming for them. They got the princess. They tie her up to a rock, which seems mean.
Yeah, what were they... Yeah, what were they trying to do with that?
Just to lure him out, I guess?
It's like bait. Yeah. They set up all these traps. It's like Home Alone.
Yeah.
It's very fucked up, though. I was like, aren't you supposed to deliver her back to the king?
Yeah, but she's like an enchanted witch at this point.
But I want to kill Tulsa.
Right, she's like under Tulsa's spell. So they're like, fuck this bitch. Tired of the rock with her fucking hands up.
Yeah.
He's like, remember how they crucified me? Now crucify her. They set up a bunch of silly sticks in the ground that don't really seem to do much.
Yeah, that just get knocked down by people rolling over on them.
People roll over them.
All that work for nothing.
Zero consequence.
Yeah.
How about for the horses?
The horses get really banged up in this.
They were taking a nosedive.
Yeah. I like the trap where he put his helmet on the trigger.
Yeah, the predator trap.
So the
trap.
Guy comes and hits it with the hammer and it gets spiked in the chest.
That was the best trick, booby trap kill I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
That's top booby trap kill. I just, it was made for the hammer guy. The hammer guy was like, oh, what an idiot. There's his head. And then just giant bone through the chest. He's like, no way. Conan shows up. He's like, you idiots.
Yeah, he just stares at him the whole time. He's like, I knew this would work.
Yeah, I was like, how satisfying for Conan.
We spent 90% of our time on this one fucking device.
It was insane. He must have sat down and sketched it out and shit. Like, what?
Yeah.
What an genius.
Yeah, they made him a genius.
In the end,
he tried to do it again in Predator, bro.
He's like,
but it didn't work.
He's a genius when it comes to brutality.
When it comes to killing. Yeah, I love that.
And then he's about to get killed by the anti-Arnie guy. And then that girl's ghost comes and flashbangs the guy.
Yeah.
She comes back as a Valkyrie. Yeah. So great. Mm. Right?
Yeah, she does.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
She's she's supposed to be Viking lady.
For sure.
And she comes back from the heavens all shiny.
Yeah.
And she saves his ass. And he's like, oh my God.
Yeah, what does she always say? Do you want to live forever?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Some shit like that. I was like,
I thought he was going to go with her to the afterlife or something. That would have been sick. But she just fucking saves his ass. All she does is save Conan. He can't do shit for her. That's her. Even when she's dead, she's like, just saved you again. Wow.
God damn, I just died.
Yeah, I'm already saving you. It's crazy to die and become a Valkyrie and be like, let me just check in on Conan, see if he... Oh, whoa!
Oh, got him. Yeah.
Good timing. Whew! Good thing I stepped in.
Rexor.
It makes so much sense because when you see her fall in love with him, it's like, you get it. Like, the whole montage of her falling in love with Conan,
Monster.
She's like, dude, this guy, they're just having a great-ass time. They're just laughing, having sex with other women, fucking having a ball. She's like, dude, this guy is the fucking
having
one.
Sex with other women?
Yeah, when they were spending that money, I'm pretty sure they have a threesome.
Oh, which movie did you watch?
I think Anthony got the extended version. What the fuck?
Did you watch the international version?
Yeah,
right? That international.
Yeah, bro. He pounds four ladies in the hut.
Yeah. It's Arnold Schwarzenbrow destroys those poons, right? That's what we watched.
Yeah.
I think that was Conan the Barcockian. Anyway.
No. Nice.
What's a good Conan the Barbarian porn name?
I mean,
Cock the Barbarian?
Yeah, that's good.
That's pretty good, I guess.
I think his name can be Conan. Cock the Barbarian. That's fine.
Put cock somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. My name is Cock and I've come to destroy.
That's true. Conan the Destroyer of Pussy.
Yeah.
Conan the Destroyer of Pussy. That's great. Anyway, we're back.
Yeah, we're back. Conan after, the Poon Destroyer.
Then after the incredible fight scene, it goes into the best ending ever, which you think it ends when Thulsa Doom runs away. He goes back to his cult to have like a procession on a pyramid.
Yeah.
Is that, did I get that right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, he was about to do his final like attack, it felt like he was leading up to.
It's insane that he thought he could just run away and go like have like a big ceremony and that Conan wouldn't inevitably sneak in. Like he always does.
Like he always has.
Yeah. He sneaks he into that right place. Yeah, he walks right up to him.
Well, all the guards
are. He's like, oh shit! Security!
Fuck. He's like, wait a minute.
And he tries to get him with his gaze and with his charm. Conan's undeterred.
He almost gets him. He almost puts him under a spell.
He almost drops a sword. Yeah. He almost drops it.
Yeah.
You can see it. You can see his hand kind of...
He almost puts him under a
kinda,
fucking spell, boy.
He almost gets him.
I don't know.
He's like, oh, wait a minute. I don't like you.
Yeah, exactly.
Just slices his neck.
It's... and then he has to, like, hack at the neck a couple times to get the head off.
Yeah.
Which is just the best detail. Yeah. They cut to the wide shot, like underneath, and he's just like hacking at it, and people are screaming in horror. All the cult members are like, ah! He like throws the head down the steps and shit. Oh, it's such a savage ending. It's so good. Yeah. I love that it ended on that.
Well, I love that when he throws the head down, everyone's just like, nah, fuck it, and they just like throw their torches in the water and walk away.
Yeah, they're like,
they're just like, nah, all right.
Well, they're released from the spell.
Yeah, no, it's just hilarious.
Yeah,
like, yeah, that's true. That's true. It is kind of like deflates in a way, and then doesn't he like
just like, nah.
He like skips down to the steps too, and like throws a couple other things around.
Well, yeah, he does the hammer toss. He hammer tosses a fucking fire pot up into the palace
to like light it on fire.
Oh, that's right.
Burns. How can I display my strength once more? Here it is. And then it takes like 2 minutes for it to burn down.
He does like an
like you're like, because he keeps watching it and he's like, did it work?
Yeah,
I don't know yet.
Ah, so good.
Burst into flame.
Boom. And then it has a nice scroll in the end. There's also voiceover randomly in this movie, which I didn't
even talk about.
Is that the wizard?
Mm. Yeah,
he randomly comes in. Yeah, he's like, narrator. Conan had a good time.
Yeah.
He fucked a lot. But great things come to an end. And I was like, this guy's... I always forget you're narrating.
And he's like, but that's a story for another time.
Yeah.
Aww. Keep cool, you crazy folks. I'll catch you on the flip side.
Yeah. He's like, right, thank you for telling my story.
Yeah. Look at my beard. Don't I look cool?
Do it. And then it has a nice scroll that's like, Conan became king.
And it by his own hand.
Yeah.
But he went on a lot of voyages all across the world and killed a lot of people. That's how they pretty much end that whole thing.
Yeah, basically Conan had fun.
They wanted to leave it open to like a lot of sequels.
Yeah.
And also that's how like I've only read a couple of Conan comics, but they're really good. I mean, the ones that I've read, and they are just like random adventures. Like, you know, he just like goes off and then fucking has to battle some witches, or just like goes off and does this. So, like, he becomes a king for a little bit, like goes back to his village, gets attacked by zombies. Like, He just, you can do anything with Conan. They really set it up, that world, to where it's like, just throw him anywhere. He's barbaric.
Sam Raimi should have done some Conan movies.
That'd be cool.
All right.
Not too late. I think we're going to have a consensus on the who stole the movie. I mean, obviously Arnie is carrying it. He's the main guy.
Yeah.
But James Earl Jones steals the show.
Oh, yeah.
Steals. Stolen. Yeah. Right?
Clean steal.
Right in, from the get-go, you're like, oh, this guy's got it.
Yeah.
He's stealing it.
How do you steal a movie with a hairstyle? My God.
It's the hairstyle, the voice.
He just owns it.
The costume. Just the gravitas.
Yeah, he's fucking great. Yeah.
I mean, Anthony called it, like, 5 days ago.
Yeah.
It was an obvious call.
Yeah.
It's a layup.
Wasn't a fucking hot take, all right?
I mean, just look at the way he won it for me just off the very beginning when he does the slow turnaround and then cuts that woman's head off. He looks like such a fucking creep, dude. It's so good. Yeah, he looks like such a fucking creep.
It's so good, yeah.
It's so good. I mean, he chews it up. James E. G.
What? So, I mean, they've remade this movie before, but they did a bad job. If we're going to do it right, how are we doing it?
I have one, but if you guys have one, I mean, I can go first.
I mean, I just really had, like the replacing the lead with either, like, Hemsworth or The Rock, I said earlier.
Yeah, Hemsworth or The Rock.
I would do Alexander Skarsgård.
Yes!
And Scott. Mm. And Ridley Scott directing it.
Oh my God, it's
amazing. Just make Gladiator 2 that.
It's just basically like Northman. What would you do?
Right. I would do Quentin Tarantino and Dave Bautista.
Oh, shit.
That would be, because I want more gore out of this movie, and I think...
Yeah.
I think Quentin.
And like a sick soundtrack.
Yeah. And then still keep the humor, but in a completely different way. More in the writing.
I like the idea of like Conan, but with a contemporary soundtrack.
Yeah. It's just like,
Mr.
Blue. Son of a preacher, man. He's just like sharpening his sword. Yes, he was. 70s groovy Conan. Just a lot of dialogue. Tarantino does it.
Yeah, for sure.
He has long monologues.
Oh, yeah. Too much dialogue.
No. Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Keep James Earl Jones, too, as he is today.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, wow.
Put
a wig on him?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll
take
it.
The wig, though, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Or what if we did, like, Jeffrey Wright?
Yeah.
He would
He would body the shit out of it. He's a little old, but he would still do it.
No way he's not old, dude.
Yeah, I know, right?
He's perfect. He's about the same age James Earl Jones is in this movie.
Yeah.
40s.
That would be great. I would do this. It might be a little late for this, but I would just do directed by Mel Gibson and starring Mel Gibson. Just make it a Mel vehicle. Bring him back.
Baby. No.
I like it.
Older Conan.
No way.
Level up the action. Level it up to Braveheart status. Give me hard R Mel.
Crucifixion is like going to be an hour and a half part of this movie. It's going to be a 3-hour movie.
Yeah. Nice.
Just deep fake him. Just de-age him. Just de-age him for the first part. And just make him older in the story, too. Actually, you know what it would be? It would be King Conan. Do later year King Conan.
Well, we could just do the dystopian version.
The Oliver Stone dystopian version?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that one I would definitely do Ridley Scott, and you just got to cast Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill is Conan, I would walk out.
What? Jonah Hill, is that what you said?
Yeah. Jonah Hill is Conan, I wouldn't. Honestly, though, if he could get jacked for it, though, that would be great.
They already lost weight, bro.
Like, you'd buy the ticket knowing, and then as soon as you saw him, you'd leave.
Nah, I have to watch it. If he was jacked, I'd have to watch it.
If Jonah Hill got jacked and played Conan, everyone would watch it.
You have to watch that.
There's no way you wouldn't watch that.
Jeez. That's how he can be the new Christian Bale.
Yeah. Oh, just get Christian Bale. That's actually great.
Ooh,
nice.
Mel Gibson, Christian Bale. Christian Bale. Yeah,
he'll get bulks up to 250 in this movie.
Yeah, yeah, and still do the accent. Be like a weird Austrian accent.
I tiptoe up to the crow's nest, and when I get there, I lay down and I look up into the sky, and I see like the second part with James Earl Jones at his snake palace.
Oh.
And he turns into a snake.
That's the most hilarious transformation. Yeah. Does nothing. Just walks away.
That is great. Yeah.
I like his like slow transformation where he just starts looking weird.
Yeah. It's so awkward. It's so great. I love to just the transformation just through editing. Just like just keep coming.
Yeah.
Just keep cutting back and forth to him and eventually he'll be a snake.
I'll lace up my fur leather boots and tiptoe all the way up the stairs just to be extra sneaky.
Oof.
Right up to that captain's cabin. And I peer in through the keyhole and guess what I see? I see all that booty.
Oof.
And what I see reflecting into me is Arnie and my boy Sabatoi, whatever the fuck his name is. I see them in the land that was once inhabited by gods and giants. And him setting up Home Alone traps and fucking repelling Tulum Doom.
Yeah.
That part was great.
Good.
Yeah.
That was like the climax, it felt like, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The after part just kind of felt like a little... It was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. He just walks up to him and cuts his head off.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Every film is a voyage. Every voyage has its best part. Traditionally, that's when the captain lays down and gets fucking sucked off. Captain's blowy, everyone.
I heard it here first.
Captain's climax? Maybe. Actually, I was thinking about Captain's climax.
There you go.
Maybe yeah, some alliteration.
It's the captain's climax.
People like that. People like a little alliteration. Hey. I can't maybe, talk.
Climax yeah, Capitano.
Alliteration things.
Wait, the climax Capitano.
Right. Ah. Sounds like a drink.
This movie's man, climax man. Capitano undoubtedly is when Conan... God, there's so many good sequences.
There's so many best parts.
There's too many.
When he spins the wheel.
No, I'm gonna go with the fight when he's just knocking people off horses.
Yeah.
And he gets the guy with the booby trap.
His boy is disemboweling people with a spear.
Oh my god. In the open, like desert, fully sun. Yeah. Those sticks don't do much, but they spend a lot of time making them.
Nice. So you guys got the same scene.
That's right, baby.
It's the best. It's the best part. It's the climax Capitano. It's pretty good.
The climax.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. It's when he goes full action, finally. Feels like it takes a while for him to start killing people with his sword.
I love that he has like that enchanted, like mystical sword.
Yeah.
So good.
Basically got his Excalibur.
Gotta love it.
When I sip my Doom bone broth soup and I find myself in an orgy, all of a sudden the women transform into snakes and one of them slippery bitches start choking me. As I'm getting choked out by the snake, I see a great battle crafted by an ingenious bodybuilder. Followed by a final scene of Thulsa about to send his minions to slaughter all of Earth while they all chant, Doom, Doom, Doom. And then Dulce getting his head chopped off. Wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah. Boom, boom, boom.
Nice. So just kept building for you.
Yeah, I actually really enjoyed it. He had a whole, like, monologue there that was pretty cool.
What? How did he get them to just let him up there? He just gave them some little pendant?
What do you mean?
I don't even know.
Right? Arnie, he just has, like, that green there. Little pendant. He, like, hands it to one of the guards.
Oh, yeah, they knew that he was full of shit. They're like, "You, this is, like, a special pendant that a priest wouldn't have," is what I assumed. So one of the guards was like, "Hey, right hand to the king, this motherfucker has this pendant he shouldn't have. He's an imposter." And I also think the reason why Conan doesn't fall for the spell by Thulsa is I think that jewel that he has that he took from the snake, I feel like it protects him in some way. I never read this, but I do feel like it provides some protection to him.
I could see something like that.
I thought it was just pure fucking rage and vengeance.
Maybe his tattoos help counter his spells too.
And the way Thulsa, I mean, come on, that ending where he's like, "Purging is at last at hand. Day of doom is here." It's like, come on, like he's ready. He's about to send all these motherfuckers to kill everybody.
Nice. Well, so run through the thumbs up, thumbs down. Josh picked it.
That's right.
Sue?
Two thumbs. Do it. Give it two thumbs. Yeah. Two thumbs go way up, up to the sky, up to the mountains to say hello to Krom. This is a fucking incredible. What a debut. What a film. Sword and Sorcery. Gritty. 80s. Feels like a 70s movie more than 80s, but yeah, I guess in a lot of ways it is 80s. I don't know. Just has a 70s vibe. Nihilistic, sexed up, hard R, Arnie.
Fucking dope.
Come on. Can't believe I've never seen this. It's so good. I will be rewatching this. Yeah. Better than Legend, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Probably.
Right? Little Tommy C flopping around. Remember, he's like hopping around and crouching.
I will say that. Yeah.
And then Arnie in here, you know, he's like, "The lamentations of the women." You know, it's like, yeah. Come on.
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of the women. That is good. That is good.
You can't compare. Thumbs way up. Got to see Destroyer. Nice. I'm a little scared to see it, but yeah, this might make it to my Mount Rushmore for Arnie. I don't know if we're gonna run through that really quick, but
yeah, we can wrap up with that after we finish this. I hadn't seen this before either. I am also wanting to see Destroyer, but kind of scared. But yeah, recently I saw Beastmaster and like Flash Gordon, and yeah, this movie just fits like right into that. Like any like all those like 70s and 80s campy, pulpy fantasy movies. And yeah, I mean this one's great. It's a very physical performance from Arnie. And yeah, thumbs up. James Earl Jones, fucking goated as a villain.
Oh yeah. The practical effects, all the effects were really good in this movie. It just kept moving, and you just, it's Arnie, being Arnie. It's just amazing to see where it all began, you know? And yeah, there's like two thumbs so far up my ass. It's not even funny. Yeah, this movie was great. Loved watching it. I'd never seen it too, so yeah, it was. Yeah, this was great.
Yeah, amazing. Two thumbs all the way up to Valhalla. Shout out to Krom. I mean, if you like Arnold Schwarzenegger, then you're gonna love this movie. That's just what it is. And James Earl Jones, probably the best part of the movie to me. And Arnie is just young and charismatic and pretty fucking sexy. I mean, his face looks so good. He's just a stud. So thumbs way up.
Bring out the brooms.
Yeah, first we'll bring out the brooms, and then we'll bring out the chisel.
Oh.
And we'll get ready to put together our Arnie Mount Rushmore. How do you guys want to do it? Do we each pick one? Do you want to argue about all of them?
You should do top three. Everybody's top three.
I feel like there are some obvious ones.
Rushmore's four, right?
Yeah, Rushmore's four.
Okay,
buddy.
Four.
Rushmore's four, buddy.
All right, I got to throw my cat out of the room.
Oh, my God. Oh, did we pick that up?
Me too, bro.
Don't grab her by the neck like that, dude.
Oh, my God. He's actually throwing her.
Don't kick her. She's already out of the room, dude.
Holy shit.
That's how you fucking treat a cat.
Jesus, that was savage. I mean, when you kept kicking her, well, she was
fucking
down.
Moaning and going crazy on my fucking window. It's insane. Shut the fuck up. Should I just go through some that I think are obvious until we get to a point where we don't agree?
I mean, I have a personal one. I have my own Mount Rushmore.
I think we need to come up with a voyage.
Like a show-wide.
Yeah.
All right, let me start. God. Can I start real quick?
Okay.
As number four, can we throw in True Lies?
Yeah, see, I think that's one that we yellow. I don't know if that's definitely going in.
I don't know if that is going in mine.
That's
not
going in.
It's going in, right?
It's not going in.
I mean, like, Terminator 2 is in, right?
Terminator 2 is in.
Yeah, Terminator 2 is in.
Yeah, Terminator 2 is definitely in.
Total Recall?
Yeah, I think Total Recall.
Total Recall.
That should definitely be in there.
Yeah, Total Recall?
Yeah, for sure.
Predator?
I was going to say... Terminator
it's like where all of his one-liners come from is Predator.
Most Terminator 2 and Predator are for sure. I don't know about Recall, though. Is that really in his Rushmore?
Jingle All the Way?
Jingle All the Way is definitely in his Rushmore. Come on. The Turbo Man doll.
I'd put in Mr. Freeze before Jingle All the Way.
Honestly, Jingle All the Way is hilarious.
Simba. You would put Mr. Freeze...
Dude.
Ah. Freeze? That's like rock bottom.
No, okay, relax. Now get the fuck out of here.
Whoa.
Mr. Freeze?
That's
you kidding
not rock
me?
Bottom. You need, yeah. You need
well, because I feel like.
Cool the Jets out. There, buddy.
Well, what's the criteria here? I mean, it's his performance and, like, the movie, too, right? As a whole.
Yeah.
I mean, that movie is overall, such a huge piece of shit. Like, you cannot.
His,
put that on
yeah,
there.
The amount that he, like, shines in it.
Of all the Arnold Schwarzenegger movies?
Can we put, we'll put table a Jingle All the Way because that might be a contender for sure.
I can table Jingle All the Way, but I could make a case for Commando.
Commando.
That's basically Commandos. My Mount Rushmore is Commando, Predator, Total Recall, and
Terminator.
Terminator.
Yeah, Terminator.
T2.
T2 specifically.
I want to give an honorary vote to True Lies because I'm okay with that Mount Rushmore, but True Lies was just so good.
I mean, I'm gonna be happy if it's T2, Predator, Total Recall, and then like I'll let you guys have the last spot.
Commando. Like,
I would go for Commando.
I'd kind of lean True Lies over Commando, honestly.
Me
but,
too,
yeah.
A little bit.
But I would lean Commando
for performance.
Over...
Well, I would definitely lean Commando over True Lies.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
Definitely. Definitely. It might be a two-face split.
Yeah.
Half Commando, half True Lies.
I kind of
like
that.
So Tommy Lee Jones?
Yeah.
So it's really just the fourth
spot. Tommy Lee Jones.
Commando
so we got,
or
we
True
got,
Lies.
We got a face-off. Face-off on the fourth spot.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
by
tough.
John Woo.
I mean, to me, it's just, it's obviously, you got to put Terminator, you got to put Predator. Now that I've seen Commando, I'm like, you got to put Commando. Yeah, I would almost put Conan in. I mean, fuck.
Yeah, I'd kind of maybe even put Conan in ahead of Commando, too, yeah.
Ahead of Commando. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What about Total Recall, bro?
I guess I got to rewatch
Total
Recall.
Total Recall's in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Total Recall's
top three,
in?
For sure.
Spaced out.
I don't know if I sign off on Total Recall, but I guess so. That movie's pretty fucking awesome.
It's so good. You gotta rewatch it.
Yeah, rewatch it's it. Like his sci-fi masterpiece.
Yeah, but it's not when like what I.
His eyes are bulging. He's like, so he's so good.
That sounds weird.
Consider a divorce.
I don't think. I just think of that as like a great film. I don't think about that as like Schwarzenegger's Rushmore.
Bro, have you read the book?
I haven't. No, that would be more to my point.
Too.
Yeah. What the fuck does the book have to do?
In the fucking book. It's great.
You read the book, bro. Arnold Schwarzenegger wrote the book. Philip K. Dick.
This is me trapped on Mars.
I'll give it in though. I'll let it go in if we let Commando in.
So wait, Commando, is it, boom, which one's a better movie overall, Commando or True Lies?
True Lies.
I haven't seen True Lies in a while. I missed that one.
Yeah, Josh didn't even watch it.
Commando's a perfect movie.
Commando's true to Arnie. That is Arnie.
Commando's
that's
not
like
a perfect movie.
Commando's
it's not a perfect
flawless
movie. It's not, but...
Who has the best female lead? Commando or True Lies?
Yeah, we got to give some woman some shine.
These are biased questions for us to just say.
Yeah, you're like, these are loaded questions.
I'm just
better, towards your answer.
The better female
who
lead
had
for
more
Arnie
spies?
Mount Rushmore?
You guys do it back to us now, and we'll see if we can answer.
Who's the better actress?
Jamie Lee Curtis has nothing to do with Arnold Schwarzenegger's Mount Rushmore. And you leave that out of this.
How many seconds of one sustained one-armed machine gun fire did that movie have?
It's also like the only one that would be up there that's like a comedy.
Right. Instead of Jingle All the Way.
Commando's a comedy, bro.
Commando's comic gold.
Commando's a straight action movie.
Yeah, but it's like got the 80s cheese on lock.
Yeah, it's an action adventure thriller.
You got a S&M anti-protagonist.
Come on, the guy in the chainmail vest, the schlubby guy.
I'm gonna get you, Duke.
Yeah,
I'll be back.
Ugh. It's like
You should blow off some steam.
2v2. So how do we settle this?
A fight to the death.
Flip
of
the coin.
Say we just put Commando in.
Shit.
Neither of them can get in, I guess.
Mount Rushmore is not a Mount Rushmore.
Our Mount Rushmore is a top three.
If we couldn't put either of those in it, what would we do?
What? Wait, so where are we landing?
In New York?
All right, if we're not going to put Commando or True Lies,
well, then we just put Conan.
We'll put Jingle All the Way.
Nah.
Yeah, that's a great idea. No for Jingle?
You'd put Jingle All the Jingle All the Way in over Conan the Barbarian.
I think so.
He says it so
confidently.
This is so
biased.
I think so.
This is such a this is such like a bias towards your childhood. This is not a better movie.
It's not about being the better movie, bro.
I'm trying to put Commando in there that I just discovered.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to replace it.
Commando,
with one of my
baby
favorite movies ever.
Still,
of course, I'm
still
go
for it.
Best Christmas movie ever made, Jingle All the Way.
I'd rather put Commando in than Jingle All the Way.
Same. All right, Commandos. Complete
Sorry, Commando, Commando baby. It is. So can you give us the Mount Rushmore in its full glory?
All right, so Mount Rushmore of Arnie is Commando. T2. The Predator. And Total Recall.
Do it.
Do the Mount Rushmore.
Chisel. Don't stop chiseling.
It's a good looking Mount Rushmore.
That's really good.
That is really good.
Some would say the best Mount Rushmore.
Honorary mention. There is a little, you know, infographic at the bottom of the mountain with True Lies.
No, there's not.
Another day, walking in circles, haunted by memories, I push on this wheel. I pray to Klam, grant me revenge, and help me to answer the riddle of steel. A shy little boy, I couldn't protect them. Helpless and timid, as weak as a girl. They butchered my people, the dogs ate my father. My mother beheaded, they took my whole world. Come, where is the wizard who killed my mother? Still, I can recall his terrible gaze. Come, where are the two snakes facing each other? Come, if you're my god, then show me the way. I'm on the path, chopping up bodies, hacking and slicing, and look at me now. With loyal friends joining my party, each step I take, I'm fulfilling my vow. Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of the women. Hear the lamentation of the women. Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of the women. Hear the lamentation of the women. Come, show me the wizard who killed my mother.
Well, our next episode is going to be the movie draft for 2023.
That's right, baby. Fuck the Oscars. Yeah. We draft them. This is football movies combined. The stakes are, there are no stakes. We don't win anything.
It'll be right after the Oscars. We'll release that. So you're welcome.
Yeah, that's exciting.
You filthy animals.
Get pumped up for that.
Thumbs up.
All right, peace.